Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Shuvim Daf Tzadik Ches. We are starting in the middle of the Amud at the beginning of the last parak in the Masechta and the Vilna Source daf. It's on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Bas Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah says, "Ain nois and dvil v'gregres l'seich hamurias." One is not to take a truma fig cake or dried figs of truma and put it into murias. Now murias is what we would call fish sauce. It's not brine, but it's some sort of sauce that's made by soaking the insides of the fish in water and salt that draws out the oil. And then once there's enough oil in this mixture, then the fish insides are moved to a different solution. And it was normal to put figs inside this fish sauce. And the reason why one is not allowed to put truma figs into there is because mipnei shuma abdon, it ruins them. The figs are usually soaked here, their juice is squeezed out, and then they're thrown out. And that's called being ma'abit truma, ruining truma. Aval noisen es hayayin lemurias, but one could put truma wine into murias, and that's because the wine is there to impart flavor, and therefore it's not like ruining the wine. Onto another type of food, ve'ein mefatmin es hashemen, one is not allowed to spice truma oil with spices. And that's because the spices are put into the oil, they impart their aroma or their flavor, but in the process they absorb some of the truma oil, and then those spices are taken and thrown out. So the little bit of oil that was absorbed is ruined, and that's called being ma'abit truma. Aval oisan yayin yeinaymelin, but one is allowed to spice their truma wine is by putting honey and peppercorn into the wine, and this is some sort of yummy wine drink, and the reason why this is permitted is because the peppercorn and honey are kept there and they're not taken out and thrown away. Lastly, we have machlekes, ein mevashen yayin shel truma, mipnei shuma mitoy. One is not allowed to cook truma wine because it reduces it. By cooking it, some of it evaporates, and that's called ruining truma wine. However, Rabbi Yehuda Matar, Rabbi Yehuda allows mipnei shuma shbichai because it makes it better. Evidently, according to Rabbi Yehuda, cooking wine makes it tastier or better, and even though some of it does get evaporated, it's still being mashbiach the truma wine, so it's okay. And now we call the Mishnah in nois and dvel v'gregres osay chamurias v'chulu, and Tani, we have a braisa that says nois and dvel v'gregres osay chamurias. One is allowed to put these different types of figs inside the murias, inside the fish sauce. Idarach tzadich asman beis on top shenois and tavlin, the same way that spices are allowed to be put in here, ubavad shalo yischatem, as long as he doesn't squeeze them out, lahitzim emehen, to get all their liquid out. In other words, the reason why the Mishnah Aser is putting truma figs inside the fish sauce is because we're talking about squeezing the juice out of the figs and then throwing the fig out. Well, that's called ruining the truma figs. But over here in the Braisa, we're talking about keeping the figs in there and they're going to be eaten with the fish sauce, so it's not a problem. The Braisa continues with tavlin, when we're talking about regular spices, mutter, it's permitted to put them in there, shekachu melachton, because that is their normal use. It's normal to take these spices and throw them out. That's what they're designed for, and they're not even considered oichel, they're not even considered food once we're finished with them, and therefore it's not considered ruining them. And therefore there's not a problem. Continuing on, now talking about spices of truma. A bundle of spices that are truma that were put into this pot and it gave a flavor. And then this bundle of spices was put into a different pot of food. So in batal tamay, if its taste was already nullified, meaning the spices already used up all their flavor in the first pot, mutter. The second pot of food is permitted because it doesn't have any truma flavor in it. Vimlav, but if not, if there's still flavor from these spices in the second pot, and the way you know that is by giving it to a kayin, so asur. A non-kayin is not allowed to eat from the second pot either. The Gemara asks, ma bein olvein sheves? What's the difference between this and sheves, which is dill? Like Kain Tani, don't we have a brass that says, ha sheves, dill, shenosin tabik deira, once it imparted its flavor into a pot of food, ein ba misham truma, there is no din of truma anymore on it, meaning if this dill was truma, once it was cooked in a pot of soup, let's say, and it was taken out so it doesn't have a status of truma, and a non-kain is allowed to eat this dill, ve'ena matama Thomas Eichlin, and it also can't become tame with Thomas Eichlin. And we don't say, well, let's see, maybe it still has flavor left in it, and if it still has flavor left in it, it's considered truma. We say that once it's cooked in one pot of food, that's it, it's over, and it doesn't have a status of truma anymore. Why not? What's the difference between sheves, dill, and other spices? And the answer is, mishalcha nasnu lecha. They gave you that which is yours. In other words, as we're going to see in a moment, the fact that dill in the first place has a status of truma is only midrabanan. As the Gemara says, bedin haya shalayt etame tumas eichlin. Really, midaraisa, dill shouldn't be etame tumas eichlin because it's not really considered food. However, vehein amrush etame tumas eichlin. The Rabbanon said the dill is metame tumas eichlin. And therefore, vehein amru, they also said, mikim shenas etame gedera, batla. They want it imparts its flavor into a dish, it's batla, and now it's not considered food anymore, and therefore, it's not going to be metame tumas eichlin. And by that same token, truma, midaraisa, sheves, dill is not really considered food in the first place, and only midrabanon, they say that it's chayav in truma, and therefore the Rabbanon also say that once it's cooked once in a pot of food, that's it, it's not considered truma anymore. And again, they have the ability to do that because everything here is only midrabanon. But other spices that have a din food, the oraisa, don't lose their din of truma after being cooked in only one pot of food. If they still have kayach and strength to impart their flavor into another food, so that would also be considered truma. And on to the next part of Mishnah, we had said, Aval nois enes hayayin lemurias, we could put wine into murias. So Rabbi Chiya says, b'shem Rabbi Yechanan, de Rebbe he, this din in the Mishnah is according to Rebbe. The Tani, We have a brass that says, Yain Lemurius, Rebbe Matir. What about putting wine into Murius? Rebbe said it's okay. Whereas Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Iser, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Asers. And that's because Rebbe holds that the wine is put in here for flavor, to add a nice flavor to the fish sauce. And therefore, it's not considered like ruining Truma wine, and he's allowed to put the Truma wine into the fish sauce. Whereas Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon holds that it's not put in here for flavor, it's just there to take out the zuama, the unpleasant odor of the fish sauce, and therefore it's considered like ruining the Truma wine. The brass continues, Lafikach, therefore, im aver v'nasnai, if it was iver, and he put the wine inside, so Rebbe Iser Lazarim, Rebbe asers this dish to non-Kohanim, because there's positive flavor of Truma wine in here, whereas Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Matir Lazarim, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon allows a non-Kohen to eat this fish sauce, because the Truma wine didn't do anything here. So Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bayi, Rabbi Rabbi Tanchum asks the following question, Kedivrei Misha Matir Lazarim, according to the one who allows non-Kohanim to eat Murius that has Truma wine in it, which is Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Murius shall gayim lama aser. Why is it aser to eat Murius from non-Jews? Even if there's Yai Nesach in here, it's not a problem. The Yai Nesach didn't impart any positive flavor, so it shouldn't be an issue. And the answer to this is, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, B'shem Rabbi Chiya Barva, Mishum Bishulei Gayin Hein Asurin. The reason why it's aser is because Bishul Akum, a non-Jew, cooked this Murius, and that's why Yid's not allowed to have it. Nothing to do with the Yai Nesach. However, Tani Tassam Ralph on top, Haz Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Yasi asks the following question, and here's the proper Girsa, Vatani, we have a Braisa, Uman Mutter, She'enoi Uman Aser. It's permitted to buy Murius from a non-Jew if he's an Uman, if he's an expert at making this, but if he's not an Uman, if he's not an expert, you're not allowed to buy it from him. And Uman Mutter, Loi B'She'enoi Mevushalin, isn't it permitted to buy from an Uman even when it's not cooked? Because if it is cooked, of course you're not allowed to buy from him. It's something that's cooked by a non-Jew. So it must be that if you're allowed to buy Murius from a non-Jew, it must be they were talking about something which is not cooked. And that means that the reason why you're not allowed to buy from a non-Uman, from a non-expert, is because he probably put wine in there. And now just a side point before we clarify the question, and this is the proper girsa, Vafilu Kamanda Amar Uman Mutter Ubavad Biyadea, even according to the Manda Amar that you are allowed to buy from an Uman, that's only if you know for sure that he's an expert and he knows what he's doing. But either which way, bottom line is, it seems to be that the issue with buying Murius from non-Jews is because of Yain Nesech and not because of Bishul Akum, and that seems to be not like Rabbi Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. So my answer is that no, Hada Amra, this tells us, Hanoyas Truma Muteres, Hanoyas Avodah Zara Asura. Having benefit from Truma is Mutter, meaning if you're going to have this fish sauce, even though there's Truma wine in here, and that means you're benefiting from Truma wine, it's still permitted because you're not actually eating the Truma wine. It was just there to remove the Zuama, to remove the odor. However, benefiting from Avodah Zara is Asur. Even though you're not eating the Avodah Zara, you're not drinking it, it's only there to take away the Zuama, you're still deriving benefit from it by having this fish sauce, and that's still Asur when we're dealing with Avodah Zara. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.